Let's have a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the truth of your word, and we pray that you would help us to understand it more clearly and to see the purpose for which you have sent it. And we ask for Jesus' sake. Amen. Now, according to the book of the Guinness Book of Records, since 1815, it has sold approximately 2.5 billion copies and has been translated into more than 2,200 languages or dialects. Of course, that is the Bible. Now, for many years in parish churches, there has been the tradition of having a Bible Sunday. That's a day when we have readings about the Bible's importance and the special prayer or collect that we've just used a few moments ago. Now, Bible Sunday used to be the second Sunday in Advent in December, but since the new service books, it's marked around about this time of the year. Now, we're marking Bible Sunday today, but of course, there is a real sense in which every Sunday should be a Bible Sunday. Now, the Bible has a remarkable influence on our civilization. The English language has hundreds, if not thousands, of words connected to it from the Bible. Books and films and art have been inspired by it. Many of our laws have been founded on it. And hearing its words has changed the lives of millions over many centuries. Now, this morning we read from a letter to in the Bible written by the Apostle Paul to his younger assistant Timothy. Now, Timothy had the job of helping the churches he was responsible for to stick to the good news of Jesus. So Paul says to Timothy, chapter 3, verse 14, "But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have firmly believed, knowing from whom you learned it." See, Timothy has had many good examples and important teachers to help him. Indeed, his family had been key. So at the start of the letter, Paul tells Timothy, 2 Timothy 1:5, "I am reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and now I am sure dwells in you as well." So Timothy's mother and his grandmother had taught him and shown him the good news of Jesus from the Bible. And indeed, verse 15 underlines how they had done this. "From childhood, you have been acquainted with the sacred writings," that is, of course, the Bible. So you can imagine the young Timothy being sung songs with Bible truths in them, being told exciting stories from the Old Testament, being encouraged to memorize verses from the Bible. What a great pattern that is for us when we have influence on young people, whether it's our own children or grandchildren or children in our family, or opportunities as a church community through groups at school and in church. Well, what Paul goes on to say about the Bible to Timothy shows us some very important things. First of all, what the Bible actually is. Now, when we ask that question, of course, we are aware that the word Bible means book, perhaps more properly books, plural. It is a collection of books, 66 in all, 39 in the Old Testament and 27 in the New. It is a collection of books written by many different authors, books which reflect their personalities and styles. Some are poetry, like the Psalms, some are letters, like 2 Timothy that we're reading from. Some are history books, like the Book of Kings. Some are wisdom books, like Proverbs. Others are a sort of biography, like the Gospels. And some are great drama and full of symbolism, like the Book of Revelation that we're looking at in these weeks running up to Christmas. The Bible, then, is a library of books written by people, but it is much more than simply that. Now, we're all aware that the weather has turned colder this week, and I guess many of us have had that experience where you walk outside and you can see your breath. When you breathe out, the warm, moist air from your lungs condenses into tiny water droplets in the colder air. Well, you breathed out, and it had an effect. Well, our Bible reading says, verse 16, "All Scripture," that is the Bible, "is breathed out by God." What we have in the Bible has come from God. It is the very mind of God himself. God has communicated it using human authors so that what we have, he wants us to hear. It is God's truth, God's word. As the 39 articles, the foundation documents of the Church of England puts it, the Bible is God's word written. So when we read the Bible or hear it, we are hearing the very words of God. And that gives the Bible great power and very great importance. All scripture is breathed out by God. Now they say that virtually everyone has a copy of the Bible in their home in the Western world. And these days we can get it online very easily or get a free Bible app on our phone even if we don't have a copy. It's so easy then to just take it for granted. But when people really see the Bible is God's breathed out words, they have a very high view of it. Now many of us know that our former parish assistant Nicholas Haydock is training with the Wycliffe Bible translators to help people around the world have the Bible in their own language. And I thought this morning it'd be worth just for 2 or 3 minutes showing a short video clip of a group of people in Indonesia who received the Bible in their own language for the first time through Wycliffe Bible translators. And just notice how they reacted. Bible printed for the first time in their own language. Gathering, ready to pray. Everybody close your eyes. Oh God, the plan which you had from the beginning regarding your chemials, which already existed in your spirit, the month that you had set, the day that you had set, has come to pass today. Oh my Father, the promise that you gave Simeon that he would see Jesus Christ and hold him in his arms before he died. I also have been waiting under that same promise, O God. You looked at all the different languages and chose which ones will be put into your word. You thought we should see your word in our language. Today, the day you have chosen for this to be fulfilled, has come to pass. Oh God, today you have placed your word into my hands. You have placed it here in our land. And for all this, oh God, I give you praise.
Ingin upi wena na nane miung kiblam nuna buka na ya kumbok neri masyarakat miung mapon ni sinap ni sini miung sa ingin ulam upi na ba ingin ulam ni yung mo.
Well, they weren't certainly weren't taking the Bible for granted, were they? What is the Bible? All scripture is breathed out by God. But then the second question is, what is the Bible for? Well, Paul tells Timothy that the God-breathed out words of the Bible are profitable. verse 16. Because the Bible is God's breathed out words, it is useful for teaching, reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. See, God's word in the Bible teaches the truth when we're confused. They reprove and correct us when we're going astray. They train us in what is good and true. God's word equips people to serve him. And that's why it's so good to read the Bible ourselves, to hear it, and to read it, and to have it explained and discussed in groups and in church services, and indeed groups at church and school and so on. We need to hear God's word if we're to be helped to live. Now, on the notice sheet this week, there are some suggestions of useful places to go to if you want some help with reading the Bible. And indeed, you can have a word with me if you're interested in some sort of hard copy booklet to help with that rather than going online for it. Well, our reading this morning makes clear what the main purpose of the Bible is. You see, this book is not primarily a scientific textbook. It won't tell us, for example, how many elements there are in the universe, because God has given human beings the ability to be able to experiment and work that sort of thing out. It is not mainly a history book, even if it does tell us important things about the past. But it is rather God's way of telling us what we most need to know, things we cannot find out for ourselves. So Paul tells his younger assistant Timothy that the sacred writing, the Bible, are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. The Bible, you see, gives us wisdom as to how to find salvation, that is, rescue, how the thing in life that has gone wrong can be put right. Now, Paul has reminded Timothy in the letters that he writes to him that we human beings have all turned away from God. We are all sinners. And this has brought many problems into the world. We need to be saved, rescued, to be forgiven our sins and brought back to God. As we remind ourselves regularly in our communion service, words that come from Paul's writing to Timothy, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And he goes on to explain that Jesus is the mediator, the go-between, who through his death and resurrection can rescue those who turn back to God and believe in Jesus. So the Bible's main purpose is to make this clear to us, to make us wise for salvation. We wouldn't otherwise be able to work this out for ourselves. He has to reveal it to us. The Bible makes us wise for salvation, and that is through faith in Christ Jesus. Well, there's a reminder that the whole Bible points us to Jesus. The Old Testament has pointed to him throughout its pages. The Gospels tell us the story of his birth and life and words and deeds, his death and his resurrection. And the letters, like this one we're reading from this morning, fill out who Jesus is and what he did and what that means in the lives of people and communities. And the book of Revelation shows Jesus sharing God's throne and returning to complete the work established in his death and resurrection. So as we think of this book, the Bible, it is good to ask, have I understood that great message of rescue? Have I believed in Jesus to give me what I most need? And if I have, do I keep looking to the message of rescue in Jesus to keep me going in life? Do I keep being exposed to it, learning from it, being built up through it? Well, the Bible is the world's bestseller, famously, and it has had a huge influence on people and societies. And that's because of what the Bible is, God's breathed out words, and also what the Bible is for. That is to make us wise for salvation, to know what we most need, and how through Jesus God can give it to us if we believe in him. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of your word, and we pray that you would help us to have open hearts to you. We thank you that you have not left us simply to guess what is most important, but that you have made yourself known. And we pray that we might receive your word and share it with others. And we ask for Jesus' sake. Amen.